6:54, Wake Up Kenosha, Thursday morning, and we chatted up with 17th District Alderman, David Bogdala. David, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this fine Thursday morning?
Doing very well. We're going to talk about this proposed uptown development today. Just seeing the photographs, the artist's rendering of this, they're not actual photographs. But this thing looks really good, and the city plan review coming for this. This is really going to be a terrific upgrade for the uptown area, David.
Yeah, it's actually really exciting. I mean, Gorman and Company, I think everybody's pretty familiar with them in Kenosha. They've done the Stella Hotel, and I think everybody is pretty unanimous. They did an outstanding job there. They've done a lot of work in Milwaukee. This is one of those where, the mayor has been, looking to revitalize that area for some time. We've kicked around various different plans. And when Gorman came forward, here recently, this is just sort of, wow, kind of looking at what this is and really fits into the kind of the model of how to transform that area. Even before, the things this past summer, I think it's something that neighborhood really could use. I think if we look at some of the plans we talked about for, the street improvements, we talked about them here. We talked about it here, I think, last week. All that kind of ties together as well as the developments, potentially coming at the Chrysler site. And when you put all of that together, I think it's really exactly what that neighborhood needs. I think it's really what Kenosha needs right now. I'm pretty excited about it.
Now, this thing consists of retail and residential as well. What about the people who live in the uptown area now? How is their status going to be affected if this thing happens?
Well, I think the retail space, everybody, part of the, I know the mayor's discussion that they've had is that we're not looking to kick anybody out of there. I mean, this is for the neighborhood. So we really want to ensure that, the neighborhood, the folks who are there, if they want to stay there, that they have the opportunity to open their businesses back up in those spaces. So I think that's going to be key to getting buy-in from the neighborhood. I know there's going to be some neighborhood meetings. They're going to be set up. I'm sure we're going to talk about that tonight at City Plan. Because again, this needs to be for the neighborhood. They need to buy into this. They need to make sure that, this is exactly what they want. Now, I think it's an outstanding development. Just between the rental units on the top floors, it's got underground parking. Obviously, parking is a concern all over, and we're seeing where we're trying to address that all over the city in some of these new developments. But the retail space on the first floor, again, that's one of those where, we turn a negative into a positive. And I think this has the potential to do that for not only the residents, but the business owners in that neighborhood as well.
Yeah. There's always talk of cost. Do we have, a bid or whatever the cost would be to put this whole thing together?
I haven't seen a cost estimate yet. I'm sure that's going to come up tonight. I do know that they are applying for some tax credits from the state in order to assist with the financing of this, which, again, I think given the opportunity that's there, it makes sense. I would think they'd have a very good leg to stand on that. Again, based on other developments they've done, this is not somebody – I would be more concerned if this was somebody who kind of came in and maybe saw Kenosha, is unfortunately some of the things and said, well, hey, I'm going to come in there. This company has a proven track record here in Kenosha, so – I think that that in and of itself, I think, says a lot that they still wanted to invest in Kenosha. They've seen, I think, the positive reaction to the Stella, and so I think they want to bring that same concept to the uptown neighborhood, which again, very very exciting. When we look at the grand scheme of things on where we were past this summer to uptown development,
to
Chrysler site development, to additional downtown development. I think the future is looking up, and from where we were just a few short months ago to where we are now, I think it's something that everybody should hold their head up and be very excited about.
Do we have a timeline on this, or is that still in the planning stages too?
Still in the planning stages. So today's meeting is really just a concept review. So this is a chance for the City Planning Commission to give their feedback. Staff does have some concerns about the underground parking and where that kind of comes in and out on the 22nd mm-hmm. Avenue. There's some concerns there that might be a little bit of a safety issue there. So this is our opportunity to kind of talk through, hey, is this something we want to do? Here's our thoughts. And then go back to the developer, and then they'll come forward with more of a concrete plan. So this is kind of the time for comments. And again, between now and then, there'll also be some, as I said, some neighborhood meetings that'll be coming forward. So the citizens can also give their input as well. So this is more of a high-level council review, but very excited from my standpoint.